today's on size, finance,
let your light shine in the sun. No, if it's raining,
today's episode, let your light shine in episode 19, we discussed the basics of budgeting, the components of a budget, and the prerequisites for a quality and realistic budget. In this episode, I'll be discussing some budgeting tips and common budgeting mistakes to avoid. So let's start with budgeting tips. First up is the use of technology. I believe it is advisable for nonprofits to use technology to their advantage. We are in the digital age after all, and there are plenty of budgeting software options that can automate much of the process. Some such software are QuickBooks, FreeAgent, and Xero. Even though these are not nonprofit-specific software, they can be leveraged by nonprofits for their financial management processes. A couple of software built specifically for nonprofits are Expense Plus and Liberty Accounts. All of these help with managing your finances and budgeting. Prioritizing your spend is another important budgeting tip. It is important to prioritize your spend as it will help you determine which expenses are essential and which are optional. One essential spend for all nonprofits will be program-related activities. And because program-related expenses are essential, they should all be prioritized. For example, a food bank's priority will be the purchase of food supplies and other operational costs rather than replacing office furniture. Another important budgeting tip is to involve all your team. When building your budget, ensure you involve the whole team. No one person has a complete picture. So it is important to obtain input from various departments when creating the budget. This ensures that you're considering all aspects of the organization, and it helps to get everyone on board with the financial plan. As an example, when I used to prepare annual budgets for a charity I worked for, I would engage the programs, fundraising, operations, and grants teams, ensuring that their inputs were built into the budget. Various versions of the budget were then produced based on their input. The versions were shared with them and discussed, after which a final version was produced and presented to the trustees for approval. This made for a more holistic financial plan that was owned by us all. For smaller teams, the same process can be adopted by getting all team members around the table and discussing the plans. Another budgeting tip is to review your budget periodically. You've set the budget, it's been approved by the trustees. The next step is to keep an eye on it. Review it quarterly, if not monthly. This helps you spot variances very early on, which enables you to quickly identify what's going on and whether adjustments may be necessary, or even to identify when expected income hasn't been received, which then triggers the recognition of the need for a follow-up with the donor from whom the income is being expected. To conclude on budgeting tips, I want to point out that budgeting isn't just about the present. It helps with looking ahead and planning for future projects, growth opportunities, and potential challenges. A good budget is detailed enough to provide a clear financial plan and flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. So now let's talk about common budgeting mistakes. The first one I want to talk about is underestimating costs. It's very easy to underestimate costs, especially for new projects and programs, because a lot of it is guesswork. When you're budgeting for new programs or projects. I therefore believe it is important to build in buffer to the estimates made when building budgets. For example, allowing for inflationary cost increases, exchange movements, and in these days, cost of living increases as well. This makes the budget robust enough to accommodate changes in the financial environment. Another common mistake is treating a budget as a static tool, when in reality, a budget isn't something you should set and forget. It should be reviewed periodically and adjusted to reflect actual performance and changes in the financial situation. For example, a nonprofit that secures a grant and immediately commences with the purchase of equipment, operational tools, and other items might find themselves with insufficient funds to implement project activities if an eye isn't being kept on the budget as spending is happening. Not having clear priorities is another mistake with budgeting. Without clear priorities, it is easy to overspend on non-essential items. I usually say that before a budget is set, the organization's priorities and plans need to have been agreed. Knowing what the organization's priorities are helps with prioritizing spend and to easily determine where adjustments need to be made if it became necessary. One final budgeting mistake is overlooking small expenses. Forgetting that small expenses can quickly add up. Remember that even though £100 in itself might seem an insignificant amount, a build-up of several hundred pounds begins to become a significant amount. So make sure all spending is tracked irrespective of how small it is. This will help with avoiding budgeting surprises. So, to ensure your budget remains a valuable tool for financial management, make sure to avoid these common budgeting mistakes. One thing though, before we round up on this episode, is cash flow. I'm sure we will all agree that having a budget is important and that the budget itself is an important tool. However, cash flow is equally as important, if not more. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any organization. So it is important to have a clear picture of when money is coming in and when it is going out to ensure there is a plan to cover any periods when there might be cash shortages. So here's a quick reminder of the key points we covered in both our budgeting discussions, that is episodes 19 and this episode. Budgeting is crucial for managing your finances effectively. Start by estimating your income and listing all your expenses. Ensure you document all assumptions made when building your budget. A budget should be a living document that gets reviewed periodically. Use technology to help manage your budget. And involve your team in the processes so everyone owns the financial plan. And there you have it on today's episode. A well-planned budget is a roadmap that helps you achieve your goals and ensures the sustainability of your organization. Thank you for tuning in to the Nonprofit Bookmaker.
Let your light shine. If you found today's episode,
please share it with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to subscribe so you know when the next episode becomes available.